Greg, we saw Rashad Bateman doing 7-on-7, saw him make the great catch. I know it's still getting ramped up, but what have you seen from him and how comfortable is he?
He's continuing to get comfortable within the offense. He's in all the meetings, understanding the language that we're speaking. And then he's getting a couple opportunities to continue to progress and come out here and do some of the 7-on-7 and some of the individual drills. And he's doing a fantastic job. It's exciting to see him out there. And then we're just going to keep building as a group with him. I mean, they're both professionals. They've been doing it for a while. They understand what they need to do. They get work after practice, before practice in the indoor and do some stuff. And then it shows up on the field. Not every play is a completion, but they're getting on the same page and doing a hell of a job working together and trying to grow the receiving core and just from a quarterback receiver standpoint, just the whole group. And I think it's awesome just to see that work after practice, before practice, and then it shows up at times during practice. But we got a couple weeks left before it's time, and I believe we'll be there when the time is right. Just the total package, and I wouldn't even point out just Zay. I would say as a group of receivers, we don't focus on one particular thing. We try to make them good at catching, good at running, good at run after the catch, good at blocking, and then put it out there, and then we're all interchangeable to do different things. But Zay is a special talent. Everybody sees that, and just to get him out there on the field doing the things, understanding the offense, it's been awesome, and just continuing to grow with him. And when we can get him the ball, let's get him the ball because he can do some special things.
We saw Tariq Black and Sean Ryan continue to make nice catches out there today. I mean, what have they kind of done to get your attention this summer?
Compete. It's been a lot of competition in the receiver room, and that's what you want. You want everybody at their best, and then made the best rise to the top. And I think Sean is doing a great job. Tariq made a few plays today, and it's awesome to see those guys competing for roster spots, for jobs in the NFL, and letting their ability show. And that's what we want. We want them to be able to play fast and do what they're able to do. And then whatever happens, happens. You know, you put your best foot forward. It's been great competition in the room, and I'm excited for the game coming up. I mean, I sort of use my story a lot of the times for a lot of guys that are undrafted, free agents, or sort of just moving around from team to team. Me being the 16th receiver in Philadelphia when I got there, it was like, what else can you do other than work each day and put your talent out there and then let the chips fall where they may? But you can't let an opportunity pass you by. You can't take anything for granted. You got to come out every day like it's your last day because it could be. And whether that's harsh or not, that's the reality of it. And as a football player, all you want to know is where I stand. And that's where you stand at right now. And then now what are you going to do about it? So I just try to be real with the guys and let them know what it is. And then it's up to them to take advantage of it. It's light years away from where he was when we first got up here to where he is now. But that's everybody. I mean, or else we're not doing our job if people not getting better each and every day. So he's doing a tremendous job with that stuff, just taking care of his body, understanding his body, working with the training staff, the weight room staff, the analytics staff, and all those guys. And then we work in conjunction. And then we figure stuff out, and we do what's best for the player. And Odell is out here putting his best foot forward just like everybody else, and he's making plays. And the big thing with him is he's doing a great job with the younger guys in the room and just teaching them some things and bringing them along and letting them understand what it means to be a pro. I mean, I can't speak for his mindset, but from day one when I introduced myself to him when I got the job, we got on the same page, and that's what I wanted with all the guys. We all had individual meetings, and we talked about what his goals are and what he wants to do, just as long as with everybody else. And he's been fantastic. He's been on task with everything that I've asked of him, and everything that he knows he needs to do. He's been awesome, and it's not a surprise to me, because that's what I heard. But it's been great. Just stay the course. I mean, every ball is not going to be completed to you. Everything is not going to happen the way you want it to happen. Just stay the course. Continue to do what we're coaching you to do. Lamar will continue to do what they're coaching him to do. And then everything will work together when it's time to be. But I think they're doing a great job. I wouldn't say 60%. I'd say 100% for me personally with what they're doing. But each and every day, you got to come out and work. And you got to work at it. And those guys are doing that. And like I said before, when – whatever date the first game is comes up, we'll all be ready to go then.